Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 353 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the largest, fastest-growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial softball today. The second-ranked Jaguars are enjoying an historic season with a 31-2 record, and they lead the CIML Conference with a 17-2 mark. Last week, Centennial surpassed the all-time single-season home run record for a team of 61, which was set by Pleasant Valley 2 years ago. The Jaguars have since extended the new record to 73, and with 7 games left in the regular season and potentially several more in the postseason, it's very possible that they could hit the 100 home run mark by the end of the year. Now, Coach Brett Delaney was unavailable today, but I'm happy to be joined by two of the Jaguars' senior stars. To my left is an outfielder and pitcher who is batting .485 with 13 home runs and 37 RBIs as the team's leadoff hitter. In the circle, she has compiled a 4-0 record with a 5.42 ERA. She is Corey Lincecum. Corey, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And to my right is a senior outfielder and the cleanup hitter for the Jaguars. She leads the team and ranks 5th in Class 5A with a .558 average, and she also has 12 home runs, a team-high 11 doubles, and 45 RBIs. Like Corey, she'll be taking her talents to Drake University next year. She is Maddie Ott. Maddie, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Thanks. I'm good. Thanks.
You bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. You guys are coming off a grueling stretch where you played 23 games in a span of 19 days. But after Friday's doubleheader against Iowa City Liberty, you've now had 4 days off before you'll get back on the field tomorrow to host a conference game against number 7 Dowling. Corey, has it been nice to have a little bit of a break, you know, following that tough stretch of games before you head into that home stretch?
Yeah, I think it's nice. And I think it gives all of us a chance to regenerate our bodies so we can come back fresh, just like at the start of the season. And I mean, we're still locked in and stuff like that. We have been seeing the ball pretty well, so it's just that refresh for a body that's very nice.
And Matt, you guys have played so well all season that, you know, whatever you guys have been doing in practice seems to be working during the games. What have you guys been focusing on mostly the last few days? Is there anything specific that, you know, Coach Delaney has been stressing?
I feel like we always talk about attitude and effort at practices and just bringing the same intensity to each practice. And even if, you know, you make a few mistakes here and there, it's okay, because as long as you're doing 100%, it's practice.
Well, before we look ahead to the rest of the regular season and the postseason, I just wanted to recap some of the highlights from this season with the two of you, and there have certainly been so many. I mentioned the all-time home run record that you guys have already set. The two of you are among the four players in the squad that have already reached double digits in home runs. Jordan Kennedy leads the way with 17, and Miley Hatfield has added 12. But it's really been a team effort because 7 other players have also hit home runs. You know, Corey, did you ever imagine that the team would be able to hit this many home runs and, you know, have a realistic chance to maybe hit 100?
Honestly, no. I feel like we stress so much ground balls and line drives that I feel like it's just immaculate that we've hit so many over, but at the same time, we have so much power and stuff like that, that at the same time, it's just kind of expected to.
And Matt, you guys have had some players like Etta Maurer and Lydia Lacey come off the bench and hit home runs, even though they've only had a few at-bats. Your sister Emmy has also hit 5 home runs now and just 37 at-bats. I'm sure you're proud of what she has contributed to the team. You know, do you think some of the reserves on this team could not only start for some other teams, but could maybe be stars in their own right just because, you know, of what they've shown they can do?
I think for sure. I think they all have amazing talent. And yeah, they're just on such a stacked roster that it's hard to really showcase that sometimes.
Well, your team got off to a 7-0 start this season before you suffered your first loss on June 4th, and that was a 6-5 decision to defending state champion Waukee Northwest, which has been ranked number 1 just ahead of you all summer. Now, even though you guys lost that game, you did manage to score 5 runs on 7 hits off Northwest's star Sophia Slater, you know, who had beaten you 3 times last year, and she gave up a total of just 3 runs in 18 innings in those games. Now, Corey, you doubled and scored 2 runs in that game. Do you think you guys gained some confidence from that game, even though you lost?
I think we did. I mean, that just shows that we're making improvements, and at the end of the day, it's anybody can be beat. So I really think that it's just showing that anything is possible, and I think that we're going to come together, and I think we're going to work as one to one day eventually get to that state championship. And if it comes down to it, we're facing her again, and we're going to be the ones to come out on top because we're seeing it. We're going to be able to improve as we've shown, and we're going to come out on top.
And Maddie, you had a two-run double in that game that tied it at 3-3 in the third inning, and you later had a chance to potentially win it in the bottom of the seventh, but Slater intentionally walked you to put two runners on and was then able to retire the next two batters to close it out. But you told me after that game that you guys showed that you could hang with them, and you know, you weren't discouraged at all by that loss, were you?
No, I wasn't. I just feel like even if we lost, it like gives everyone a chance to see her and just show that they can do it.
Well, you guys responded to that loss by winning your next 21 games, and you moved into sole possession of first place in the conference because Northwest did drop a couple of games during that stretch to Waukee and Valley. And Maddie, you had one of the signature moments of the season last Monday in a 5-3 win over Southeast Polk. You guys were held hitless for the first five innings by Carter Price and trailed 3-0 before you rallied for five runs in the sixth. And you hit a three-run homer to give your team a 4-3 lead. And that was also the blast that allowed the Jaguars to tie the all-time home run record. So you've had a lot of home runs in your career, 46 to be exact, but you know, where does that one rank on your list of highlights? It's got to be up there pretty high.
Yeah, I think that was definitely up there pretty high. I mean, there's been a few other moments that I can recall off the top of my head, but I'd say that one being the tying home run for career leading home runs definitely puts it at top.
And Corey, you got that five-run rally started with a walk-off Price. You know, what was making her so difficult, you know, to hit that night? And what was your approach in that at bat? Were you just looking to get on any way you could?
I was just looking to get on any way I could. And I feel like almost like her movement or like her spin a little bit can be kind of tricky or deceiving compared to other pitchers. There's just something a little bit unique about hers that's different.
Well, after a day off last Tuesday, you guys then traveled to Ankeny on Wednesday for a doubleheader against the Hawkettes. You know, you knew for a couple of days that your team would probably set the record that night. And Corey, you didn't waste any time taking care of business. You hit the fifth pitch of the game out of the park for the record-setting homer. Now, you told me afterwards that you were just looking to get a hit and weren't really thinking about setting the record because you thought maybe one of your teammates, you know, could follow you up and do it. But you thought the wind was going to blow that hit back in, didn't you?
I'm going to be honest, when I was sitting in the stands, I was sitting next to Maddie and Jordan. I'm like, who did I get the strongest vibes off of? And I really thought Maddie was because I said her aura, in quotation. I was like, the aura of Maddie's just giving me that she's going to be the one to do it.
And she did it herself.
She did.
I was not expecting that.
And Maddie, I know you guys have dominated the series against Ankeny over these last couple of seasons, but you did have some good battles against them in your freshman and sophomore years when they beat you a couple of times. And in that second game on Wednesday, they took a 7-4 lead before you guys, you know, rallied with 11 unanswered runs. So did that make the record even sweeter for you guys, you know, to break it against your crosstown rival?
Yeah, I definitely think so. They're always a great team to play, though, so that's always a nice win.
Well, your sophomore pitcher, Peyton Spiegel, had a big night in that doubleheader. She tossed a one-hitter and had 10 strikeouts in the opener. She then came on in relief in the nightcap and shut down the Hawkettes to get a second win. Corey, what do you think has been the key to her success this season?
Honestly, I think it's her movement, too. She, from us in practice, just facing her, she also has that little, like, special little thing where her movement is just key, and it just keeps people off balance. It's almost like it's hard to see, and I'm really excited to see where her future takes her.
Well, Peyton now boasts a 14-0 record with a 0.84 ERA, which ranks fifth in the entire state. Matt, are you surprised at all by the leap she has made this year? You know, did you expect her to be so dominant?
I definitely expected her to be dominant. She just has that, like, pitcher mentality that a lot of some pitchers don't have. But just from a young age, you could tell that she was an athlete. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, then on Thursday, you guys went over to Northwest for a doubleheader showdown against the Wolves that was going to have a big impact on the conference race. You knew that you weren't going to have to face Slater again because she was out of state playing in a club ball tournament. But the Wolves still showed, you know, that they're awfully good without her. They won that first game 7-3 to snap your long winning streak. Now, Corey, Northwest's Taylor Nuss had a perfect game going until the fourth inning when you let off with a home run. You know, she obviously gave you guys some fits the first time through the lineup. So what adjustments did you guys make at the plate?
I think I personally have faced her many times. I know she loves to throw a rise ball. So I was just thinking if it's up, leave it. If it's down and it looks flat, then I'm going for it. And that was the adjustment that I made. And I know most people, they took a step back in the box. So they could see that up movement a little bit more. And that was just the main topic that we talked about in the dugout for adjustments.
Where you got the start in the circle for the second game, and you helped yourself the leadoff homer in the first inning. But Northwest answered with four runs in the bottom of the frame, and they eventually took a 7-3 lead into the seventh inning. But you told me afterwards that you never doubted that your team would come back. You know, you guys have done it so many times, including overcoming a 9-1 deficit at Waukee on June 17th. So you don't think this team is ever out of a game, do you?
No, I really don't. I mean, was it last year that we set the record? We played Southeast Polk, we were down 12-1, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we came back and we set the school record for the biggest comeback ever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'd have to look that one up. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. When you got the rally started with a two-run homer, your third of the night, and Maddie with the heart of your order coming up, were you pretty confident that you guys would find a way to get some more runs?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's probably one of the hardest things about our team is that there's like no one that you can pitch around. So if someone at the top can't do it, I think someone in the middle can. If someone at the bottom can't do it, someone at the top will. So.
We guys eventually loaded the bases with one out before Delaney Weibel blasted a grand slam for the game winner, and that was her sixth homer of the season. You know, Corey, what can you say about Delaney's contributions this season? She's really stepped up in a big way, hasn't she?
Yeah, she really has, and I know in the offseason she's been putting in the work, and I'm so proud of how far she's come and how much work she has put in.
And Maddie, that win allowed your team to maintain its game and a half lead over the Wolves, but they did sweep a doubleheader against Urbandale last night, so they're now just a half game out of first place in the conference. How important do you think it was, though, for you guys to prove that you could beat them with or without Schlater?
Definitely important. I think that, you know, it can help us with the momentum and confidence and just overall keeping the vibes of the season going.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, we're visiting with Centennial softball stars Corey Lincecum and Matty Ott. Just got a few minutes left with these two. You guys found out on Thursday now what your path to the state tournament will look like. You'll host either Sioux City East or Council Bluffs Lincoln in a regional semifinal on July 11th. Both of those teams are below 500, so it would be a major upset if you lost either one of them. You know, assuming you win, you'll then host 15th-ranked Muscatine or Iowa City Liberty in the regional final on July 14th. Muscatine is going to host the semifinal game between those two teams. Now, Corey, do you know anything about that Muscatine squad?
I have no idea, but I do know that us as a team, we need to go in there expecting to be the underdogs, and we need to show up and play how we play, and we can't play down.
And Maddie, you guys are familiar with Iowa City Liberty now because you played a doubleheader against them on Friday. You did earn a sweep by scores of 3-0 and 7-1, but the Lightning allowed just one homer in the first game by Jordan and then held you without a homer in the second game, which snapped your streak of 17 games with at least one homer. So were both of their pitchers pretty strong?
Yeah, I thought they did. They were a great team. The first pitcher had great spin and speed, and then the second pitcher also had great spin, but... yeah, I thought they were solid pitchers.
Before you guys get to the postseason, you do have 7 games left in the regular season. All 5 of your remaining conference games will be played at home, including a big doubleheader against number 3 Valley on Thursday, which would appear to be the biggest hurdle left between you guys and the conference title. Northwest has 4 conference games left, all of them on the road. So, Corey, how important do you think it is for you guys to win the CIML crown? I know it's not your biggest goal, but, you know, you'd like to win it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that that's also going to prove a point, too, because if we can beat out our competition and we can come out on top, that's just going to be a little indicator of what's going to happen at the state tournament.
And Maddie, one of the other things that is yet to be determined is whether or not your teammate Jordan will break the all-time home run record of 71 that was set by former Ankeny and Centennial star Kendall Lindemann. She's sitting at 66, so she's 5 homers shy of tying the record. You know, at her current pace this season of 1 homer about every 2 games, she should be able to reach, you know, the record if you guys make it to the state tournament. So you're pretty confident that she's going to break that record?
Yeah, I have no doubt. I mean, she puts in the work, and with all the players that are around her, I think people are going to have to pitch to her, and I think it just comes naturally for her, so I have no doubt that she'll break the record.
Well, if you guys are able to make it to state, this will be the first year that the tournament will be played under the double elimination format. Corey, do you think that was a good change to make? You know, are you looking forward to that?
Honestly, I don't think that we should have done double elimination, just because I feel like you got to show up and you got to show out. It's the final stretch, and it's a little annoying because if somebody, like, let's say they have a bad game, or let's say Run Rules Northwest, for example, they didn't show up to play, and they're going to get a second chance to come back, and they could win the whole thing. If you make it to the championship, you haven't lost once. If you lose in that championship game, you're just done.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure how the whole format worked until I looked it up the other day. But yeah, basically under this format, there's going to be 2 4-team brackets that will decide which teams reach the final. And if either of those teams reaches the final without suffering a loss, it's still just going to be a single game for the title, like you kind of touched on there. So it won't be a best 2 out of 3. And I know Coach probably doesn't want you guys to look too far ahead, but I think a lot of people are probably, you know, expecting maybe another matchup between your team and Northwest in the championship, you know, just because you guys have been so dominant this season. And under this format, you know, you would have to lose twice in order to be eliminated. So Maddie, do you expect a rematch between you guys and Northwest in the final?
Yeah, I think so, and I hope so, because I think that'll be a really cool stage to play on, just with how much competition there is between both of our teams.
And if it does happen, I know the Wolves have not faced Peyton yet this year, so if you were to throw her in that matchup, do you think that would be an advantage for you guys?
For sure. I think with her spin and her speed, I think she'll keep them off balance, and I'm excited. I hope we get to play them again.
And Corey, you guys obviously have a deep pitching staff. We talked about the great year that Peyton has had, but certainly you and Miley and Lauren Sandholm, as well as some others, have also pitched really well at times. Do you think having that much depth with your pitchers, will be an advantage in the double elimination format?
I really do. I think that, too, if we start getting hit, we can reset, and we're going to have a different pitcher to go all the way through the lineup. And I feel like that's going to be a huge advantage. Not many people. I have faith that Peyton's going to be a Division I pitcher someday, and not many people can say, oh, we have four Division I people on our lineup for pitching, just in general. So that's a huge blessing that we have.
Well, you guys have one of your younger teammates, Cammy Starr, headed to Drake to follow in your footsteps, so maybe you guys need to get Peyton there too, huh?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, hey, it's been fun talking to you guys. Good luck the rest of the season. It should be a lot of fun, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You bet. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny, with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Centennial softball stars Corey Lincecum and Maddie Ott. I really appreciate their time today on this brutally hot day. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.